Right now, though, we turn our attention to the issue of race, officer-involved shootings, and the Black Lives Matter movement. Together, they have captivated the Valley's media attention over the last few weeks, as well as the national headlines. The case of the fatal officer-involved shooting of 19-year-old Dylan Noble, an unarmed man from Clovis, rocketed back into the national spotlight last week with the release of police body camera footage of the shooting. The video was released in part due to public pressure to see the informative but graphic scene. But as Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess reports, some are questioning the motives for the intense media coverage of the case.
Since the fall of 2015, Fresno police have shot and killed 9 people. Take a moment and think about how many of those people you can name. For many, only one name will come to mind: Dylan Noble. Media scrutiny of Noble's fatal encounter with police has garnered intense media coverage and even become a national story. At a rally in front of Fresno City Hall last week, one of the protesters, Gloria Hernandez, speculated why this case is getting so much attention. Dylan Noble was white.
You don't see any bad mouthing from Dylan. Rest in peace. You see a special whole newspaper related to how great he was. Well, our people are great too. They're human too.
It was a refrain that a number of Black and Hispanic advocates picked up, that the media response to the shooting of Dylan Noble is driven by his whiteness, while cases involving non-white people are ignored. Justice Medina has become one of the faces of the Black Lives Matter movement in Fresno. He thinks there's no doubt this case is getting more attention than it otherwise would because of Noble's race.
And that's something to point out. And it also shows that not everybody is safe, and that should bring white people to the cause. I mean, if they're going to kill a white kid in Clovis, who's not safe? You know, like, who is safe?
It's difficult to make comparisons across cases because there's not been a shooting exactly the same to Dylan's of a non-white person. And only one other of those 9 shootings was captured on officer body camera. Medina acknowledges that despite Noble's race elevating the case, it could bring more people to the Black Lives Matter movement. But he wonders about the price.
But at the end of the day, somebody died and then was shot while they were on the floor with their hands up. You got shot 2 times in the chest and then you get hit with a shotgun shell. For what reason? You know, it don't make sense, dude. Like, that's a human life.
The video, released last Wednesday by Fresno police, shows that Noble was actually shot 4 times and only appeared to raise 1 hand while on the ground. Robert Hernandez is a journalism professor at the Annenberg School of Communication at USC. He says the activists have a case that the media is paying more attention to Noble because he's white. But race isn't the only factor driving coverage.
That the media gets involved more when there are compelling visuals and compelling narratives.
And the story of Dylan Noble has it all, both bystander cell phone footage of a shooting and police body camera, and a national narrative about excessive police use of force. It's custom made for an engaging and shareable story. Still, like local activists, Twitter users were quick to pounce on the media's coverage as biased towards Noble because he's white. But at the same time, it's Black Lives Matter protesters who've held multiple rallies in the wake of the shooting, calling for accountability by the police department, even triggering a private meeting between community leaders and elected officials. Conversely, friends and family of Noble have been quoted saying they feel like the story's been buried because he was white. Writing in the Washington Post, Wesley Lowry took up the argument that Noble is getting overlooked by pointing out that, according to their analysis, Black people are 2.5 times more likely to be shot by police. Lastly, Hernandez says the proliferation of cell phone and body camera footage, coupled with social media, has steamrolled the news media's traditional role as information gatekeeper, pushing stories which otherwise would have gone by the wayside to the fore.
Our mantra in journalism is to give voice to the voiceless. And for many, many, many sad years, we didn't. There are so many voiceless people out there, we couldn't give everyone voice. Well, technology has stepped in.
In other words, Hernandez says, minority communities have been complaining about unfair police treatment for years, but it's only with the deep penetration of video that a largely white journalism industry has been able to sink their teeth into the narrative. So Hernandez estimates that even though this case, with a white man at the center, has captured such intense fascination, it's unlikely to be the last time race, police, and media collide. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.